Reynolds received an unusually long-standing ovation just for showing up.
It's an honor to be here today as your 43rd governor and to deliver my first condition of the state address.
Reynolds said she hopes her governorship will inspire women and girls to pursue their dreams. Then it was right into praise for the condition of the state and a review of the accomplishments of Iowa's Republican majority that mostly Republicans applauded, curbing collective bargaining, strengthening gun rights, voter ID, and limiting abortions.
And we will never stop fighting to protect the unborn.
But Reynolds went on to outline plans to cut taxes, improve water quality, boost services for the mentally ill, and curb opioid abuse that received more bipartisan applause. Reynolds will offer a bill this year to simplify and cut individual income taxes only.
We have to focus on what we can afford. While I want to reduce our uncompetitive corporate taxes, this is not the year.
Reynolds got Democrats on their feet when she admitted mistakes were made when Iowa turned over its health care program for the poor and disabled to for-profit companies. She promised to, quote, make it right. Here's top House Democrat Minority Leader Mark Smith's response.
I'm pleased that she went further than what we anticipated she would say today about Medicaid. I want to see the details of what would improve the system.
Top Senate Democrat Minority Leader Janet Peterson gave the speech good marks overall.
I thought she did a really nice job at being optimistic, but unfortunately she's got a cloud hanging over her head with our state's current budget situation.
Reynolds took on the issue of sexual harassment, saying it's up to elected officials to set an example to end sexual harassment in the workplace. Peterson said Reynolds was genuine in her concern, but she says the current atmosphere in the Iowa Senate does not encourage women to come forward with complaints. The governor's tax plan will face some tough scrutiny from even her fellow Republicans. House Speaker Linda Upmeyer said the budget may not allow it.
We are not going to find ourselves in a position where we can't take care of the things that Iowans expect us to.
A coalition of groups, including organized labor, who oppose the governor's agenda, rallied at the Capitol, delivering what they called the people's condition of the state. And there was an unofficial Democratic response from the one state lawmaker who hopes to be the next governor himself, Democratic Senator and gubernatorial candidate Nate Bolton. Reynolds touted what she called record spending on education since 2011. Bolton disagreed.
Well, you have to have a very narrow view of education funding to call what Iowa has done in the last 10 years as a success story. And if you ask teachers across this state, they are struggling in their classrooms.
Reynolds will also launch a new initiative led by Acting Lieutenant Governor Adam Gregg to explore improvements for rural Iowa. Speaking on Iowa Public Radio's Talk of Iowa, UNI political scientist Chris Larimer saw a little politicking there.
That's more of a broader discussion, or maybe a little bit a play on electoral politics in terms of talking about the rural versus urban divide, trying to distance herself, saying that she's not a Des Moines politician.
The governor will follow up her condition of the state speech, as governors have done before her, with a statewide blitz through the rest of the week. She's dubbed it the Unleashing Opportunity Tour. At the State House, I'm Joyce Russell, Iowa Public Radio News.